Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today is the voice of Clay on Playhouse Disney on the Disney Channel and Jimmy Neutron in Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, the movie, of course, and the TV show The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius on Nickelodeon, along with many other characters. Please welcome Debbie Derryberry.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
Here on this Columbus Day.
Is this Columbus Day?
Yes, it is October 12, 2005 when we are airing.
Thank you for sharing that. What is Columbus Day like actually celebrating? Actually honoring? Is it like when he landed? Is it like because he's who he is? Was it his birthday?
I don't know. I just know we've been celebrating it for years, and it's the official Columbus Day. We celebrated we observed it on Monday. But anyway, this isn't about Columbus Day. It's about you. How did your career begin in general?
Let's see. Of course, I took the natural segue from being a pre-med at UCLA into moving to Nashville to do country music, which is, you know, just makes sense. And in my country music search in Nashville had me doing jingles as a children's voice, and that ended me up with a great, is that a good expression?
Yeah, sure.
And that got me a great demo reel of kids' voice stuff. So I moved back to Los Angeles and had contacted some great casting directors in animation, and they called their favorite agent, and he signed me the first week I was back in Los Angeles, and I started booking cartoons quickly after that. And it's just been like a nice 16 years so far. It's so wonderful. I'm still doing the music, but the career is in the kids' voices and cartoons. So after I had been booking for so long, I'm just really, really lucky to be at like the top of the list, and they call me in and book me on stuff. I don't even have to audition anymore. And I did audition for Jimmy Neutron, and I was really excited about that job. After I knew where it was going, you know, you audition for a lot of stuff, and you do little pilots all the time, and you never know what's going to happen with them. This one happened to kind of turn into this big, big lifetime thing.
And it's still going today.
Still going, and very, very grateful.
Yes, and we're all grateful. We're talking.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. We're talking with Debbie Derryberry here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP on Jimmy Neutron. You work with people like Jeffrey Garcia, no relation to the quarterback. Yes, he cracks me up too.
I have to laugh every time I think of him.
He's
hilarious.
And forgive me for doing an impression of his character Sheen, Ultra Lord.
Very good.
Yes. He loves Ultra Lord on the show, which is the character on the show. Anyway, Carolyn Lawrence, also you work with, Mark DiCarlo, Andrea Martin, and Rob Paulsen. What's it been like working with the cast?
Well, Rob Paulsen, of course, is the chameleon of all voiceovers. He's absolutely amazing. If anyone ever gets the chance to see him work or meet him, it's astounding. And Carolyn Lawrence, of course, is just adorable. Do you hear my dog barking in the back?
Yes, we do. It's
the
okay.
The mailman's coming.
Ah.
Carolyn Lawrence, who's also Sandy on SpongeBob.
That's right.
A dear friend of mine. I just love her. She's lots of fun. And Jeff Garcia makes me laugh. Mark DiCarlo makes me laugh so hard. He's exactly what you would expect him to be if you ever saw him on Studs.
Right, or Taste of America on Travel
Taste
Channel.
Of America. He's exactly like that. I guess it's a lot more current. And you didn't mention Megan Cavanaugh.
Oh, Megan Cavanaugh, right. Yes, she is your mother on the show.
That's right, and she'll be starring in Menopause, the musical in Los Angeles. Or not starring, but in it. And let's see, who else did you mention? Oh, Andrea Martin, actually. I've never, ever recorded with her because she's always in New York.
Oh, and she records.
Yeah, no, we record her from New York.
Hmm. Interesting.
But she's so funny. She's just great. She has a big contribution to the show. Everyone wants to imitate Miss Fowl.
Right. I will spare people the imitation. I don't know. I did Sheen, so I'm not going to do Miss Fowl.
Crystal Scales, who does the voice of Libby.
Yes.
Who is Cindy Vortex's best friend.
That's right.
So we just have a hoot. It's probably the funnest show I've ever worked on, and our director, Ginny McSwain, is brilliant. And I've known her since My goodness, Bobby's World. Do you remember that show?
Yes, I did. Yes,
Howie
I did.
Howie Mandel starred in it, right? Ginny directed me in that. I played Howie Mandel, or Bobby's best friend, Jackie.
Okay.
Who knew everything.
Right.
Well, okay, for a second there, this happened in the Carolyn Lawrence interview. Yes, I interviewed Carolyn Lawrence last week here on this show. There was some feedback on the microphone, and it sounded very weird. You couldn't hear it on your end, and she couldn't hear it on her end, but I could hear it on mine, and it sounded very weird.
Are you getting it again?
No, it's fine now. But anyway, we press on here on the Mike Shamari Show with Debbie Derryberry. Besides acting, you're also a singer. Tell us about your involvement with the band Honey Pig.
My band, Honey Pig. I love country music. I've been a country music singer, well, a singer my whole life. We've been together in around 6 years here in Los Angeles. It's a trio. My other singers are Laura Milby and Corey Shinigo. And we have there's eight of us. We have five musicians, including me. I guess that makes six musicians. We just got done playing The Mint in Los Angeles, doing a showcase there. We actually had one of our songs on a show called Car Talk that's on NPR.
Okay.
They're playing one of our tunes called Laura's Loss about a car. Really working hard, and things are starting to happen. I'm hoping that we'll get some kind of an attention or a deal or something pretty soon here. Did a Nashville trip this year, and we've had some radio play. So that's my other fun thing to do. And I'm also producing a children's album of songs I've written. It's just me singing. And that should be out in the next few months. People want to go to my website. Can I say it?
Sure you can.
This is www.debbiederryberry.com. Debbie is D-E-B-I.
Right.
Isn't that a silly name?
Not to
me.
I
love it. Well, thank you. So the country music keeps me busy, and the kids' album keeps me busy, and my animal rescue keeps me busy. It's just always something. I have such a busy life, and it's so fun. I love L.A. and everything about animation.
Well, we're glad you love it, and I love New York, as while we're talking about places we love. Anyway.
But you can't work out in the wintertime outdoors in New York. I think that, more than anything, would keep me from moving there.
Okay. Well, yeah, we had a pretty cold winter this past year, but it's worth it for me, being a native New Yorker. But, you know, it's different strokes for different folks.
We don't have nearly as good a food as you do there. I guess the pizza here,
true.
It just pales in comparison, so I hear.
Well, I'm so used to it.
Well, don't have pizza out here then. Have sushi out here.
Actually, I'm not much of a sushi eater.
Oh, when you're out here, I'll take you out to some sushi that's not real sushi. Fake sushi, I call it. You know, everything's fried and cooked and wrapped up to look like sushi, but there's nothing raw or sushi-ish about it.
Okay. Well,
could you live with that?
What's that?
Could you live with that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Okay. Getting back on topic, where can we, not that it was bad that we got off topic, because it's fun. This is fun to hear.
I'm sorry, my synapses just jump around all the time.
It's okay. I go off on a tangent too sometimes. Where can we see you on TV or in film outside of Jimmy Neutron and your other voiceover characters?
In voiceover?
No, it doesn't matter. Anywhere.
Well, last year a movie came out called Comic Book the Movie. Mark Hamill did a sort of a mockumentary on Comic-Con and a comic book, the world of comic books, and I play a like a Chamber of Commerce welcoming committee lady.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there was a movie a few years ago called Ghost World. Do you remember that movie?
Anyway, rings a bell, but I don't remember.
Sort of a Steve Buscemi. I'm in that, and there's a new show on Cartoon Network called Zatch Bell, and I play Zatch on that.
Okay.
Kind of a odd anime show. What else? Oh, I'm in the new upcoming Ice Age 2 movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a couple parts in there. One of them is the Mini Sloth.
Okay.
And Curious George is coming up next year on, that'll be on public, what do you call?
PBS?
Public television, yeah, PBS.
Okay. We look forward to all those.
Thank you.
And along the lines of Comic-Con, what are your fans like?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we appreciate the fans as much as we should. I bow to them. If it weren't for our fans, we would be nowhere. Thank gosh for all those fabulous people at Comic-Con. They know more about my career than I do. They'll come up and ask me about interactive games that I've forgotten about because we don't really get the whole continuity of the job when we go in to do it. We get our lines and they show us a little sneak peek, but like I'm in this show Crash Bandicoots. I play Coco Bandicoots.
Mm-hmm.
And people love that show, and I mean that interactive. And then there's Ape Escape. I play something called Monkey Pink. And the fans know all about them. And they know about Ryo Oki on Tenchi Muyo. They come dressed like the characters.
Hmm.
And they've got all these things. I don't know who manufactures these things. They're like, I don't know, buttons and bags and clothes and hats and costumes. It's a full-time job for them, I think, trying to keep up with all the jobs that their favorite characters do. I'm humbled by them. God bless them.
Yes. God bless them. I'm a fan, too, by the way.
Hey.
If I wasn't a fan, I wouldn't have interviewed you, so.
Well, the fans, they make it. I mean, if it weren't for them, there would be no Comic-Con. And, you know, it's exponentially growing. To say it's doubled in size is just not accurate because it's like a whole city now. I think they're going to have to find a bigger venue even. It's so large, and it's getting so very, very popular. Have you been down there? I'm assuming you
have. To where?
The Comic-Con?
Where is it?
In San Diego.
Oh, you know, I've never been to the West Coast.
Oh, you got to come. Okay, that's two dates. We're going to Comic-Con and sushi.
Okay. Coming up. Well, one final question. It feels like we just started, but we're almost done. What do you hope the future holds for you?
Oh, bunches. I hope that my children's album gets lots and lots of attention. I want to do concerts around the country. I hope my band Honey Pig gets signed. I hope that I get 2, 3, 4, 5 more cartoon series or more. I hope I get another starring role in a major animated feature. And I hope I get some more on-camera roles in features and sitcoms. I hope all the animals from the New Orleans disaster find homes and that everyone gets their dogs and cats spayed and neutered.
Yes, and we wish the same.
Oh, good. We're on the same page, Mike.
Yes,
thank
and that's
you.
Great. And Debbie, thank you very much for this great interview.
Hey, it's a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, this has been Debbie Derryberry here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with more music.
Okay, got a blast.
The preceding interview was edited for broadcast.